The Park Slip Explosion, 1892. A short story. The date is August the 26th, 1892. The day dawns brightly, and 150 men and boys are walking to their place of work, Park Slip Colliery, Aberkenfig. They're walking from every direction. Cefn Cribwr, Laleston, Penyfai, Aberkenfig, Tondi, Bryn Celyn and Coety.
Park Slip Colliery, with its very steep tunnel entrance, is, like many mines in the area, prone to the seepage of methane gas from the coal seams. Concentrated methane is liable to explode if the gas meets a naked light. Large engines pump fresh air into the mine to ensure that colliers can work safely. Each collier has a safety lamp which gives just enough light to work with. The flame is surrounded by a wire gauze cover which prevents gas and flame from meeting.
Today, August the 26th, is a special day for many people from our area. It is the day of the St. Mary Hill Fair, and some colliers have decided to miss a shift at work and ride to the fair. Others have changed shifts with a butty or friend. Cars have not yet been invented, and Richard Davis of Cefn decides to ride to St. Mary Hill Fair on his pony. But he changes his mind on the way and goes to work.
6 a.m, the first men descend, sitting precariously on the speaks, the trucks which take them underground, into the deep darkness in their places of work. At the same time, there is a report in No. 8 East Workings, below where we are standing, of gas so mixed with air as to be in an explosive condition.
7:15. 143 safety lamps have been given out. And George Tout, lamp man, reflects that about 20 men have gone to the fair. At 7 a.m, the last of the men disappear underground, and work starts at the different coal faces, some near the slip entrance, but some much deeper, and nearly a mile away. An hour passes.
It is now 8:15.
8:16.
8:17.
8:18.
And William Liddon is leading a horse with a line of drams into gloomy, gassy No. 8 East. The lamp with its weak light has a damaged gauze. William has no idea.
The explosion sends a ball of flame through every part of No. 8 range, killing instantly the 28 men and boys working there. Dust, flame and smoke are hurled from the mouth of the slip, as from a cannon's mouth. The earth shudders as if with an earthquake, and the explosion is heard from Coety to Kenfig Hill. And underground, another cloudy, deadly gas, the sulphurous choke damp, comes billowing from the depths.
10 a.m. People are rushing from neighbouring villages and are standing around the drift mouth, being held back by pit props and steel winding ropes. Telegraphs are being sent off to neighbouring pits for help. Telephones are not yet in general use.
11 a.m. Rescuers are starting to arrive. At first it seems too much to hope that there'll be any survivors. Many heavy falls have taken place. Roadways are blocked with debris. The rescue party is led by Jonah Jones, accompanied by Robert Burnell, Charles Grant, John Thomas and Lewis Morgan, manager of Cefn Slip Colliery. John is on his way to Porthcawl for the day, but despite his wife's pleadings, insists on joining the rescue group.
Saturday, August 27th, 6 a.m. Mr. Robson, the mine manager, sends a telegraph to the Home Secretary.
The loss of life appears to be 144. No sign of survivors.
Fresh air is pumped into parts of the mine, but it is too late for many who try to rush to the entrance, which is still full of gas, and they suffocate. More would have died were it not for William Richards of Derwen near Coety. At 62, one of the oldest men in the mine, he leads 14 men even deeper into the mine to escape the poisonous gases.
8:15 a.m. Most families have left, returning to their villages, believing there to be no more survivors, when suddenly a group of men emerge and clamber up the slope from the mouth of the mine. When they hear the news, the villagers rush back in their hundreds in the hope that their loved ones have survived. Eventually, 39 are brought out alive.
The work then starts on retrieving 112 bodies, and by late October, the body of the last miner, George Dunster, is brought up. The youngest victim, Thomas Bowen, was just 13 years old. All 16 horses working in the mine were also killed,